Why now? Why have you decided to hang up the neoprene suits?
Oh, well, it's time. I mean, I'm 77 and my sister's 75, and we'd hope to retire at age 50, but we've been here doing it ever since.
How many years?
Oh, if we'd made May the 1st, it would have been 57 years.
Amazing.
So I think we've served our time, and, you know, it's time to sit back now and let it go on to the next level.
This is the original surf shop there?
I think we're now the longest running surf shop with its originators. Mm. I know others have, like even Bilbo had changed hands.
Yeah.
So for now, I think we're probably the longest survivor. And it's been a ride, as we say.
How do you feel today? It's your final day of trading.
I know. Do you know, it hasn't really hit me yet, but I know this evening I'll be probably a bit weepy. So please don't start me off.
No. How do you feel?
Like Trish, we've had so much to do in getting this organised, really, that we haven't had time to stop and think about it. But I'm sure we'll have a blub over a glass of Prosecco later.
It is sad, but it's a real celebration because your achievement's huge.
It is, and I'm so thrilled that John Fordy from Surfing Life is taking on. He's leasing the shop from us, and he will take it to a different level. Mm-hmm. And he's very keen to do a Smile own brand. So I'm delighted, absolutely delighted, and it couldn't have gone to anyone better to keep it moving forward.
And he's younger than us and enthusiastic.
In terms of surfing in Newquay, and we're about to see the surf statue on the Killer Court celebrating the surfing heritage,
yes.
What do you remember and how much has it changed?
Oh, terrifically. When I started surfing back in the mid-60s, we surfed in the bay. We didn't go to Fistral much then because, you know, it used to be quite big.
Mm.
But we were off Great Western and Tawin in particular. And the surf statue is going to be a marvellous addition and a tourist attraction, I think. It'll be just marvellous. I'm so thrilled that Stuart and Cherry have put this forward for the town. And I think it will pay dividends. Yeah.
What do you remember about the surfing, the early days of surfing?
Well, we had a surfboard that we shared, and it took both of us to carry it down to the sea. It was like a pontoon. It was so big.
As a surf retailer, mm-hmm. What's the biggest change you've noticed, especially in recent years?
It's the brands coming forward, because when I opened, I made everything we sold because there were no Quicksilver or Rip Curl. They were fledgling businesses. They started in 69, as did we. But of course, I didn't come up with those names, which is a great shame. But it's been brilliant. And at one point, I had 12 machinists working for us because I was also supplying the other surf shops. My trade is I was a designer pattern maker. I'd gone through my apprenticeship and done all my tailoring courses and pattern making things. And then when I got into surfing and we got our hands on a surfer magazine from America, that was the go-to thing. If you had one, it was like gold dust. And I used to look at the pictures of the board, the shorts, etc. And of course, I had the ability to be able to make the patterns to reproduce them. So I did my own sort of theme on surf shorts.
Oh, wow.
And we sold them in the shop. But as time came on, Quicksilver became known. And the surfers that went to Australia very much in the early days came back and said, oh, there's this new brand. It's called Quicksilver. And I've met the guy who's got a shop in Manly, and he said if it was of interest, he could get me some of these shorts, and he'd bring them back to England because their season being the opposite of ours, at the end of the season, he'd go in and buy them in their sale and bring them. So we introduced Quicksilver, really, to Newquay.
Oh, wow.
Because we were able to have a friend who went out that way every winter. And he'd come back with a suitcase full of shorts for us to put in the shop. So you know, it became popular, very much the brand, yeah.
So you're leaving a huge legacy, but a huge gap, yeah. I think, in Newquay. And for you next, what do you plan to do with your time, both of you?
Well, I'd like to do a bit of sailing, really, a bit keen on water sports. So, yeah, so sailing is the thing. I don't surf anymore because I can't take the cold water, not even with a 5 mil wetsuit could I be tempted. But it was just wonderful back in the day. And you see, there were just a handful of us. There was Grishka Roberts' father, Trevor Roberts. I surfed with them. I surfed with Alan McBride. Dennis Cross, who started off gold wetsuits. We were the clique back in the day. And I was actually, apart from, I had a friend called Sarah Newling, who lived up the coast. She surfed, as did Gwyneth Haslott, who is still surfing, bless her. Even after her bypass surgery and everything, she's still getting in the water. And I just admire that woman so much. And she's 2 or 3 years older than me. So she really has been quite amazing.
Yeah. And what's your plans next?
Land cruising.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just want to tour around and see all the places that I've not seen, and to enjoy a Newquay summer.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yes, and to be in Cornwall, if we get a good summer, it'll be marvellous, because we can go to all the places on the map that I've looked at and I thought, well, that looks nice, and I've never got there, because in the summer we're just tied to working. We can't become tourists, but I will be this year. I'll be an emmet this year.
No. So how many summers is that then you've been in tied to the till?
Oh, nearly 57.
Yeah. It's
amazing. Yes, it's a long time.
Well, congratulations on 57 amazing years, and enjoy your retirement.
Oh, we shall. Thank you very much.
Could I just add as well, for all the staff that have worked for us
over the years,
we wouldn't have made it today without their input as well, and the staff that we have presently. They've been absolutely wonderful,
and will remain with the shop when John takes over tomorrow. He takes on the staff as well, so it's a win-win.